You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I did post something on our Facebook page, my Facebook page, that I found quite comical. My kids were drawing a little picture for my dog, Goldie. And they hung it up over her bed, where she keeps her bed. Mm-hmm. Now, Goldie is spelled G-O-L-D-I-E, okay? So they spelled out Goldie, drew a little dog, there's some clouds, the sun, and grass, or whatever. Now, with the word Goldie, they used a different color marker for each letter. The thing is they used a bright yellow marker for the letter L. Mm-hmm. So I went walking into the room where it was at, and the sun was kind of hitting the sheet of paper. I was at a distance. So if you eliminate the L from Goldie, right above the dog's bed is a sign that says, "Go die." And for a second, I was like, what are they doing to the dog? What is happening?
I got
to
tell you guys something, too. Jeremy showed me this picture yesterday, and he didn't set it up.
No.
He's just sitting there. He held it up on his phone. He goes, look what my kids made for Goldie.
The dog.
And the very first thing I saw was go die.
Go die.
And I think my mouth even dropped open like, what are your kids little...
Are they mad at the dog?
Are they going to grow up to be little serial killers?
Right, you know, be concerned about that kind of stuff. But no, the L is in bright yellow.
Okay.
I hope it translates. I mean, it doesn't translate as well when I posted it on Facebook. But if you look at it and stand back about, you know, 4 feet, it says go die. So I just want you guys to check that out because it gave me quite the laugh.
You really need to look because it was made me laugh. After I stopped being shocked.
Yeah. It's like, what? It's funny. Nicole hadn't noticed either. I brought her into the room. I was like, hey, come here real quick. What is this saying? She's like, go die? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So that's on our Facebook page if you want to check that out.
That's funny.
There you go. That's my two bits of business.
25 minutes away from the Mindbender today, and then somebody who wins the Mindbender is going to qualify for $1,000 in Mindbender moolah.
Buy yourself a new doggy.
Speaking of 1,000, headline says, you'll insult yourself, not other people. You'll insult yourself more than 1,000 times this year.
I'm about halfway there just this morning.
They did a poll and they found that the average, a little more than 3 times a day that we insult ourselves. Now this can, and I was telling Jer Bear off the air, I said, I have my go-to insult to myself when I do something, when I screw something up, I will call myself a stupid
blankety blank.
Blankety blank.
Blanker.
Yeah. F-er. That's what I call myself. That's
in your head. Stupid.
You stupid. Yeah, and I say that to myself. And they say it includes insulting things that you think and insulting things that you say out loud to yourself, which is what I do. And it's kind of funny because Gretchen will hear me in the other room, and you can just hear her snickering.
Yeah.
She knows that I've screwed something up.
Screwed something up, huh?
Now they do say women do this more than men in terms of insulting themselves. The average guy, 3 times a day. The average woman, it's more like 4 times a day. So
okay. I can see doing that. I think I do it mostly if I've eaten something that I shouldn't have. I know
right.
that I shouldn't have. And yes. In my head, I'm like, usually, why did you do that, you idiot, is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, you feel fat now, or you know, you feel like crap now. That's usually where I insult myself the most, I think.
So I call myself a stupid MF, and you're a bloated MF. Sorry, is what you're saying.
I think the term that mostly rolls around in my head is you idiot. You
okay.
Idiot.
So you've cleaned it up. All right.
I have.
So I guess our question this morning is, I'm not sure exactly what the question is, because some of it we might not be able to air.
Right.
But we were curious if people can laugh about how they insult themselves.
Yeah, like kind of generally what's your go-to?
Yeah.
I think we could probably pull this off. I mean, you can text us, too. I would love to talk to some people today, though. But
I would like.
I mean, we all have that internal monologue.
Yeah, I would like phone calls, but text will work.
I want to know what your internal monologue is telling you.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And maybe you have found one thing in particular where you tend to insult yourself the most. Like Jeremy says, it's usually when he's eating something he shouldn't.
Right.
Or maybe you insult yourself because you just wasted you know, 44 hours of your life binge watching some really horrific show, and yet you couldn't pull yourself away.
Like, what did I just do?
And suddenly you insult yourself because you wasted so much time on something so inane and ridiculous.
Yeah. Or maybe it's work related. I mean, I know people sit there constantly at work and they're talking to themselves in their mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying to yourself at work?
And one of the reasons I'm glad we talked about this is because for some reason, it never dawned on me how much I insult myself until I saw the headline. Mm-hmm. And then I took a step back and I realized I do. I say crappy things to myself all day.
It's the whole negative self-talk thing. It's it's an epidemic, I guess.
But
call it that.
Okay. But isn't it also in a way kind of funny? Like if I do something, it doesn't have to be some major snafu, just something that you do and you go, oh, you stupid. Isn't it kind of funny? Doesn't it take the sting out of screwing up? Because you can kind of laugh about it.
No, because you truly are acknowledging, like, you idiot. You dumbass.
Yeah. And we're trying to find the humor in this if we can. Some people cannot. We do.
No, I mean, some people are getting very deep. Because, yes, we acknowledge that negative self-talk can be very destructive.
Yes, okay. Blah, blah, blah. We've said that. Now let's try to have some fun.
But, like, listen to Jenny. She says, when I'm out trying on new shoes in the store, my internal monologue criticizes my giant feet. I call myself a foot monster. I'm a size 11 in women's.
Whoa!
And that's from Jenny.
Foot monster.
She's like, my stupid giant feet. I'm a foot monster.
See, now that's funny. Kirk says, when I screw up, I call myself a dork, and I claim the dork of the day award.
I like the dork of the day
dork
award.
Dork of the day.
That's fantastic.
Aline defaults to calling myself a dumb arse. Yeah.
Gabby says, when I buy something I don't need, she says, why did you buy that, you moron? Guess you're never going to retire.
Caleb says, it definitely does make you feel better. Because we were wondering if that is a, because you've screwed up, and it can be a tiny little, that's why when I insult myself, it's usually something that's just really small, but it just pulls me back on track. And I think in a way,
that's good you can do that. I can't do that. I compound. I kind of build on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes I build, and then I'm like in a funk.
I think that's what it is because it's not destructive for me. What it is, it's constructive, and
it's motivational.
I use it as a way just to pull myself back on track.
That's good you can do
that. But Caleb says, it definitely makes you feel better, typically when I lose all self-control, and I look like Winnie the Pooh in a container of peanut butter.
What?
I call myself an idiot and occasionally a...
Winnie the Pooh ate honey.
Oh, look, all I know is I wrote back and I went, peanut butter.
Now she's going, oh, I wrote the wrong thing. Winnie the Pooh doesn't even eat peanut butter. Greg wrote in and says, when I miss a workout, I always call myself a lazy POS. And this isn't going to get you any dates and you're going to be single forever.
Lindsay says, I insult myself with my own driving because I'm a bad driver and I'm almost always hitting people in my blind spot or I've driven through stop signs. And I mutter all sorts of insults to myself. Like you guys, I can't say what it is, but when you were talking about this, I was laughing. That's what I'm saying. This is one of those relatable things. And I'm a little concerned that Lindsay is out on the road. She says she's always almost hitting people and driving through stop signs.
Get off the road immediately.
Yeah, just Uber, my friend. Uber.